This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stinger Bridge and Iron, the facility we're located at today, Coolidge, Arizona. So I'm looking at mountains and cactus, and we're in the middle of the Arizona desert, where a demonstration will happen today for about a dozen members of Congress who are here firsthand to see what a North Dakota company can do by building a mile of border fence a day. I want you to put that in perspective. We recently had a little hullabaloo down in California. Remember when President Trump went down a week or so ago to Calimexico? That was a week ago Friday. Calimexico, California. And what they say, that was 2 miles. And it took 8 months to build. And it was first authorized. Project was lit up in 2009. So at that pace, folks, we will only talk about protecting the border. We won't actually do it. So that's why we're here to see the reaction of members of Congress to a North Dakota company saying, hey, we've got it underway. We can do it a different way. So we're going to be hearing about that. Senator Kevin Cramer is part of the congressional delegation that is here. And there are others, Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, Senator McSally of Arizona, House members Andy Biggs out of Arizona, and Duncan Hunter out of California. Who else? So in our neighborhood, Dusty Johnson, the new South Dakota representative, is here, as well as Pete Stauber from Minnesota. We'll chat with many of them as we go throughout the day. Today it is, of course, 7 in the morning in Arizona right now, so it's a little bit early, but things getting underway in the next, they'll start arriving in the next hour, and actual events start shortly after the show ends today. So watch that, and, you know, I guess I was going to say you can watch some of this tonight on the Point of View with Chris Berg. We're going to be sending back some of our interviews for him, so you can see some of that, and I'll post a few things on Facebook, but it's quite the scene. It is quite the scene, for sure. What's on your mind? Live from Arizona today on What's on Your Mind. I had dinner last night with Chris Kobach. He is here as well. Chris Kobach is, if you'll remember, a candidate that came very close to being the senator from Kansas in the last election, in the midterms. He was backed by Donald Trump. He is the former Secretary of State of Kansas. He worked for a time for John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft, the former attorney general, and John Ashcroft had Chris Kobach as his immigration advisor. So he's been interested in border issues for quite a long time. And now he's the general counsel. He's a lawyer by trade. General counsel for a organization known as We Build the Wall. And that is, if you remember, a recent conversation we had with Brian Kolfage. Brian is the veteran that served in Iraq, lost both his legs, quite a story, and now heading up that effort. So Chris is part of that, and they're here for two reasons. One, Chris is a candidate for the Department of Homeland Security job, so he's interested in anything to do with the border because he may be leading that cause before long. And also, the border czar job. The president's been talking about bringing in a border czar. That'd be the, you know, administration sort of point person on the border, which in my mind they desperately need because the swamp doesn't do this very well. So the other reason Chris is here is that because he's general counsel for We Build the Wall, they're talking to Tommy Fisher about saying, hey, why don't you build us some wall? We've got about $20 million that has been raised, started in a GoFundMe account. The GoFundMe account originally was going to write a check to the government, and then they found out the government could take the money, but they wouldn't necessarily have to do what you want them to do with it. So they said, well, we can't do that. So they went a different direction with that. So now they're relaunching their efforts and getting ready to build some of the wall with some of the donations that have come in, and that could very well be a border wall from Fisher Industries, which would be great. My opinion is, and the reason that I'm here, is, you know, I don't care who builds it. I don't care, the particulars of his cement, if it's, steel, if it's whatever. A good quality product and a, reasonable amount of time, let's go. It's not a reasonable amount of time to have 2 miles of replacement wall up and we're putting a little cornerstone on it and saying, isn't this great? And then it doesn't happen for, it took 10 years. It took 10 years, folks. You can't make that up. Absolutely ridiculous. So, anyway, that's a little of the story why we're here today and just continue to fight. I honestly believe, folks, I said it yesterday. I said, my idea, and give me a better one if you got it, but my idea would be, state by state, we the people rallies that we just say, look, we're not taking this anymore. The members of Congress get so worried that their constituency is, the people have had enough, that we do what we got to do. We get out there and we say, build the wall. In other words, a grassroots effort where real people demand it be done. And recognize look, if there's 1,000 people on the steps of the Capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota, some media folks are going to notice that as well. William Lajeunesse was at dinner last night from Fox News Channel. He's going to be covering this all day long as well. I think he told me that his first hit is about 10 o'clock our time back home, so you can keep an eye on the TV today while you're listening, because there'll be reports from here by Fox News Channel and William Lajeunesse as well. So a lot of attention on this event. And members of Congress, I understand there's also U.S. Army Corps of Engineers people here as well. So, again, another momentous day for a North Dakota company, and we're here to cover it for you on What's on Your Mind. Kind of a momentous day yesterday for a number of Minnesota companies, as the President of the United States was in the Twin Cities to talk about the difference from the tax cut bill. Isn't that fabulous? I'd say that's fabulous. And a buddy of mine, Chris Bonvino, was on that stage yesterday. Going to try and track him down today and visit a little bit about his conversation with the president, along with the other business members, but certainly a good day for Minnesota. Not a good day for the dome. My gosh, that was something yesterday, wasn't it? Did you see that, Todd?
Yeah, sure did. That was really tough to watch.
It was tough to watch. It was just because you just see this iconic. I mean, I've never been there. You obviously heard of it. Ironically, my daughter was just there on a thing with her church and the school. They did a little spring break retreat kind of thing. So they were over there. She got to see it just about, whatever spring break was, a month ago, not even. So I just seen a lot of pictures of it and was enthralled. She sent me a video, of the organ playing. And then you think, wow, now it sounds like it's gutted, the spire down. But as good news as it can be is that at least it's in a condition where it could be rebuilt. But somebody texted this morning, who owns the Notre Dame Cathedral, the Catholic Church or the government of France? If the Catholic Church owns the cathedral, the separation of church and state crowd would have problems with the state financing reconstruction. No doubt there would be attachable strings to getting government money. Don't know the answer to that question on the Notre Dame Cathedral. I know a lot of places in Europe, the churches are now government-owned, and I might add, mostly empty. They're used in Europe for, ceremonial things. They go there for a holiday celebration or, wedding pictures or something like that. But I don't know the case there, and I would imagine, since we've heard about rebuilding coming from the government, that it would be there. It would be my guess, but it's a fine question. Another texter today, I don't believe it, but an NPR reporter said this morning, Omar's 9/11 comments are being taken out of context. Well, I saw them. I don't know what, I've had some people say to me, do you really think it was that bad what she said? And I'm like, well, she really dismissed 9/11 as, yeah, some people did some things, but, now all this horrible, terrible things are happening as a result of that. So I thought it at a minimum underplayed the magnitude of an attack of that nature. I also think that when you say stuff like that, you can expect that people are going to do, you know, things that are not going to be pleasant. And I think the idea that somebody would be threatened with their life because of something they said, like in this case, you know, political opinion or whatever, is nuts. It's crazy. It shouldn't happen. But I also think it's nuts to blame...
Who would say, oh, some people did something at Pearl Harbor, you know, instead of 9/11.
Yeah, some planes, example. They kind of did some things there, Pearl Harbor, you know, the whole kamikaze
that
thing.
Yeah, a little bit of outrage, don't you?
Yeah, I do too. And I also think, look, she is responsible for what she said. Sadly, that has brought some death threats on her. That's not Donald Trump's fault. That's not Donald Trump's fault because he's saying what she said was wrong and you know, illustrating, hey, in case you didn't know, here's what happened on 9/11. She obviously needs a lesson or two.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that at all. And I also, NPR, I think that's really a stretch to say it was taken out of context. You can say,
hey,
well...
Ears. What's the context? I'm
yeah.
all ears.
Yeah, bring that on.
Good luck.
Bring that on. Exactly right. Another text is, Scott, why aren't you at the congressional hearing at Standing Rock today? Because it's a photo op. And more after this.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Talk to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lemoore counties in North Dakota, Clay, Norman, and Manoman counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What happened our friends in Watford City want you to know about? First of all, do me this favor right now, because I know how the summer just will zoom, and you won't even believe how quick it'll be, and we'll be broadcasting from Watford City for Best of the West Rib Fest, August 9. Just circle that on the calendar, August 9. Also, teachers, if you're interested in living in a great community that is, has some incredible facilities, great administration, great support in the community. Watford City is your town. McKenzie County Public School District, number one, is looking for teachers. They have three student groups in the school district, elementary, K through 5, middle school, 6 through 8, and high school, 9 through 12. And beautiful buildings. They've continued student population growth, economic factors, oil and gas, drilling and production, all adding that. They're moving up to Class A soon. Watford City, projected population, 13,000 plus. A lot going on. So if you're interested in applying, check out the district website, watford-city.k12.nd.us. And we're back on What's on Your Mind. Todd, you're going to have to fire up the calls for me if you you can today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can also call us locally at 258-0550. And text Todd or me. Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054.
Yes, CJ is standing by.
I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Making sure.
Yeah. CJ, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah, the phone went dead there, and I was just going to call you on my cell phone here. I was going, what's going on?
Well, it's gremlins today. Gremlins, yeah. I'm in Arizona. You're at Dak Diesel. Todd's at East Rosser. Daniel's down in the Twin Cities. What a crew it takes to put on What's on Your Mind every day, ladies and gentlemen. Every once in a while, a little gremlin's going to squeeze in there, and that's quite all right. We'll live with it. So tell me what's happening today at Dak Diesel.
Oh, just trying to stay ahead of the game. You know, got injector cups on a C15 that we're putting in this afternoon. I'm working on a 6.4 power stroke, trying to finish up a full engine rebuild on that. Just buttoning up a 5.9 full engine rebuild. We had a few parts delays, but everything's headed out the door, and got a Dodge here we're finishing up, so it's just crazy, crazy. And then tomorrow, I'm headed out to tune a farmer's tractor up by Butte, North Dakota. And then also doing a power upgrade, got to pull the injection pump and injectors for another farmer down by Mercer. That way they have the power to get through the fields this spring because, it's, you know, with the late winter and everything, it's going to be a rush for everybody. So,
how much more power are you going to get them?
We're doing about a 20% power bump. So, it's going to be about a 20% power bump on each one. So, the one tractor is 400 horse, and we're going to bump it up to about 480, and that'll get them through the tough spots and all that. And the other one's a 600 horse, and we're probably going to get them up around that 700, 710 horsepower. So it's the same thing. That'll get them through the tough spots this spring. And, of course, when you're dealing with wetter conditions, a little more power makes all the difference in the world, because once you start spinning in wet spots, you're usually stuck. So.
Very interesting. Well, folks, that's the reason for a call right there. More power, more of everything when you deal with the folks that just live, breathe, sleep, eat diesel. That's all they do. That's their specialty, and they do it well. So get your diesel vehicle fixed up in no time. Tractors, trucks, pickup trucks, semis, the works. Call them at 701-258-5011 or online at DakDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
Good talking to you. So before the break, somebody had asked about whether or not I was, planning on attending the hearing for, I forget the name of the committee, but it has to do with, it's a House Oversight Committee, I believe, and it has to do with voting. And the reason I'm not there, number one, is that was very hastily scheduled, so much so the very common courtesy of inviting the member or members from the particular state that you're in to the event was not done by the Democrats. So it's a stunt. It's a stunt down there. It's a stunt for, Ruth Buffalo, who is trying to, by the way, Fargo legislator. So Fargo, make note, this is your legislator who is, using her time to align with Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota and jump onto this a victim crowd. Now, the good news is if they factually follow what happened in the way of voting with Standing Rock. They'll note the incredible lengths that North Dakota's voting apparatus went to make sure that people could have a chance to vote. But here's the deal, folks. Dirty little secret for you. And that is this. There are a whole lot of people on the Democratic side of the aisle. The liberal way is to try and get as many people to think they have been wronged as possible. It's identity politics. It's victim politics. It's what it is. And that's certainly what's going on down there today. There's, you know, try and claim some more victimhood. So, Rick in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. What's on your mind?
North Dakota doesn't get going on paying every citizen so much money from the oil revenue like Alaska.
Okay, I only heard part of what you said because I think you're we had a little glitch here, a lot of glitches today. Start from the beginning. What are you suggesting or asking?
Well, I was just wondering why North Dakota doesn't have oil revenue where they pay out so much to each citizen every year like Alaska does.
A couple things. One, a lot of revenue from oil goes to citizens in the form of education, water projects, roads, bridges. North Dakota is pretty much addicted to oil revenue, and it just comes to you in different forms. That's number one. Number two, what they do in Alaska, Rick, is the mineral rights up there are owned by the state. So, in a sense, everybody owns the mineral rights, and therefore that's why they've come up with that distribution system. Mineral rights in North Dakota, by and large, are privately owned. They're owned by individuals. So, you know, there would be no need for them to sort of share. But, you know, the public certainly gets its share. It gets a large, large amount of oil revenue in North Dakota. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were a few people who were getting so much money from it, but the everyday citizen wasn't sharing in the wealth like that.
Yeah, see, I disagree. First of all, the everyday citizen sharing in the wealth, whose wealth? It's their wealth, their ancestors, their you know, earlier generations. They had the mineral rights, and so they have them. Or somebody bought land, got the mineral rights. So that's their wealth, right? That isn't our wealth.
Well, it should be everybody's wealth then.
Why?
The land is everybody's wealth there.
Well, then do you think the same way about farming? If I raise corn, and so much corn comes up per bushel, I should spread that around because it came from the land.
Well, if you get a good price for it, I suppose that would be the case. I guess price on that is down like 40% now because of the tariffs and restrictions placed on that. But the current
the tariffs, the price of corn is not down because of tariffs. You might be thinking of soybeans, although much of that's come back. But we have a different philosophy, I think, more than anything. Rick, thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, UND President Mark Kennedy says it's about more than retention rates. While they're up, there's a bigger picture here.
Our focus is not just the freshman retention rate, but the sophomore retention rate and the junior retention rate and the senior retention rate. Is getting them to sophomore year isn't the goal. Getting them a degree in their hands. Average college graduate gets $1 million more lifetime earning than somebody that doesn't have a college grad.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may, umary.edu/may, or call the university at 701-355-8030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, struck by that devastating blaze yesterday that engulfed and destroyed the wooden roof of the 850-year-old historic landmark. French billionaire François-Henri Pinault is among several well-to-do people now pledging millions of dollars to rebuild it. The French President Emmanuel Macron says it shall be rebuilt.
this cathedral more than 800 years ago. We were able to rebuild it and improve it through centuries. So I'm telling you right now, very solemnly, we will rebuild this cathedral.
Speaking through a translator there, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announcing he's entering the race for the White House as a Republican, saying in a video that he has a record of leading a traditionally blue state. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boy, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Have you been around? Have you done your share of coming down on different things that people do?
Sounds familiar, I can't quite.
Have you been aware? You got brothers and sisters who care about what's gonna happen to you in a year from now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together.
Share the land, baby.
Share the land, share the wealth. Maybe we should change the name of the show. I do share the wealth, should we?
Share your mind. Welcome to Share Your Mind, everybody.
Here's what, there you go. Share your mind, share your wealth, share it all. Share. Like, you know, the beauty is that
okay, Bernie.
This country is enormously generous, right? I mean, the amount of people who give to charitable things, the amount of wealth that is given away. The idea of that is for you to decide to do it. I'm not wired to think that, if everybody shared the wealth, it'd be so much easier because I could just, you know, not have to work as hard and somebody'd give me money. The sad part of that is that's a death sentence. In my view, that's a death sentence.
What's the old adage? The problem with socialism is you run out of other people's money?
Yeah, just, it's... I worry about just what it does to the spirit more than anything. I mean, people that run around thinking, if only other people would give me their money, rather than what can I do to have the money I want to do what I want to do. I mean, there's people that are happy as all get out and, they make minimum wage and clean toilets, but they're happy. It isn't about money. It isn't about how much money you have. You know, it's really just, I don't know. But all opinions are welcome here on the program. So, look, if you have a viewpoint different than ours, please, maybe you'll enlighten us. 258-0550-701, 258-0550. We are live in Arizona today, and literally there is on all sides of me, cat equipment and action going on and walls moving, and you can't even believe what's happening. In about 90 minutes... from right now, they'll crank up a demonstration for 12 members of Congress. Some of those will join us before the show ends today. Some will join us tomorrow on the program. We'll be at the White House tomorrow, by the way, for a special broadcast. I've not been to the White House for a Radio Row event for a long time. What does that mean, Radio Row? What it means is the White House, and this the first one I ever did was 1994. Is that right? 94, 93, somewhere in that neighborhood. And it was at the White House. I was outside on the North Lawn on a table doing a show, interviewing, I remember Earl Pomeroy was a participant, and other members of the administration talking about how great Hillary Care would be. Yeah. I didn't buy it then. I don't buy it now, folks. But anyway, the Radio Row is where they bring in the talk radio hosts from around the country and invite them to talk on a particular story. The Bush administration did it as well. That's when I got in a little bit of trouble, Todd, interviewing Vice President Dick Cheney in his office. Radio Row, right before the 2006 midterm elections, and it was because, as I always do, I brought questions from the audience. Right? I did last time I was at the White House, talked to President Trump about this, build the wall. In fact, the listener said, hey, Fisher Industries should be building that wall, Mr. President. And that's when he said, I want to know more. I want to know more. But this time, a listener said, please tell the Vice President, if dunking a terrorist in water saves American lives, that's what we call in North Dakota a no-brainer. Do you agree it's a no-brainer? And to his political peril, he said, yes, I do believe it's a no-brainer. And that became a rather interesting international incident. So you never know what's going to happen. We'll be there tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about the tax cuts and a program called Opportunity Zones, where the governors are given the opportunity to designate areas in their state that would get special tax treatment if people develop in those areas, the idea to incentivize development in blighted areas. So do we have blighted areas in North Dakota? Maybe you better give me a list. If you know of a blighted area that needs a little help, call the show, 258-0550, and I will deliver the message to the president tomorrow at the White House. Right now, let's go to Glenn in Fargo. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a comment about the previous caller about the people that have the oil and mineral rights sharing the wealth. Then
yes.
Does that guy realize then maybe every North Dakota citizen should go back and pay for part of that land? And what do they do when the, like back in the late 70s, 80s, when Williston went from boom to ghost town, who's going to help pay for Williston in the crisis when the oil is gone or, you know, is on a downturn? Are we going to give the money back?
That's an interesting point. In fact, I would say, Glenn, let's use Williston as an example, or Watford City, or any of the areas that have seen the significant amount of the impact from the oil boom. We share the wealth, all right. That tax wealth from that goes all across the state. It's going out from this session in something called the Prairie Dog Bill, $250 million every biennium forever, no sunset on it, forever, for every city, county, and township, whether they need it or not. Rich Wardner actually told us, if they don't, we'll put it in an account, and it can gain interest until they determine how to use it. So, and you know why that's happening? Oil and tax revenue all across the state. So, meanwhile, when there are real impacts, which I think you're getting at, we don't say, whoa, time out. Let's take care of, sort of the golden goose that's generating all this wealth. Make sure they have, in other words, a disproportionate amount would go there for understandable reason. They have more of the needs there. But we're sharing the wealth. The taxpayers are sharing in the wealth of oil. There's no doubt about that. What do you, I mean, you're calling from Fargo. Does Fargo get that? I mean, Fargo kind of was this, Fargo was the oil patch to a certain extent when things had cooled off, right? Fargo generated a lot of revenue for the state of North Dakota and sent it elsewhere. So I think Fargo kind of has that argument, too. Nobody really wants to necessarily hear that. But do you think the folks in Fargo understand the revenue juggernaut for the state of North Dakota that the oil patch is, Glenn?
I don't know. I don't think so, really. And my thing is I'm just tired of all these people, and you see it at a lot of different age brackets now, which kind of confuses me. But, well, the oil people have so much money. How come they're not sharing it with everybody else? Well, millionaires have so much money. Why are they not sharing it with everybody else? Well, they invested a lot of time and effort to become millionaires. The people that bought the land that suffered, you know, like I have relatives that have ranched out in the Dickinson-Kildare area for years. Their life hasn't been easy. Now they have an oil well, and sure, it's a lot easier. So does that mean they need to start giving away their money, even though they've suffered and worked hard and stuck with it? And now all these people, well, they got to share it because they're millionaires and I'm not. Well, get off your butt. Work. Make a change. So
they'll solve that problem in a hurry. 100% agree with you. Thanks, Glenn.
Yep.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Anything on your mind today, ladies and gentlemen? We'll be talking about the wall next hour. Tomorrow, more of the tax cuts, but absolutely anything on your mind. Legislative session underway, so a lot of things to talk about there. Anything on your mind, you give us a call. We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Talk about a great history. 1908, Harry Abbott Thompson moved here from Maine with his family, actually in the late 1800s. Bismarck's first fire chief in 1901. Did that until he died in 1935. 7 years city commissioner. And, of course, from the very beginning, servicing plumbing and heating systems and equipment. Started at the 100 block of North 3rd Street in Bismarck and just kept going. Harry Abbott Thompson, the second born, along with his older brother, were the sons in the H.A. Thompson & Sons and just kept growing and growing. Now it's Mark and Claudia Thompson and their daughters helping a lot of businesses. Names you know. Big names in North Dakota's business community have said, you know what, you can do a better job maintaining this equipment. We'll know exactly what our bottom line is. We'll pay you one price. Environmental maintenance agreements for building and business owners throughout the region, 600 plus now from H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Let's go to Moorhead, Minnesota, and Phil is on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. Hey, Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I just never heard so much BS coming out of one radio station. The more they censor the internet, the more BS comes out of these AM radio stations.
Do tell. What example being what?
Well, just pick a choice. Oil industry, farmers. A farmer survive off of the taxpayers. The landowners in this state would own nothing if it wasn't for all the subsidies that the taxpayers provided to the landowners of North Dakota over the last 50 years. Okay? Let's talk about Trump. How about Trump? What did Trump say after 9/11? 2 days after 9/11, Trump said,
Do you mind if we do these one at a time?
Trump said there must have been bombs in the buildings. There's no way a plane could penetrate the walls of this steel. It wasn't the Muslims that shipped all the jobs overseas. It was the Jewish community who controls the finance of this country since the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. So there's a lot of BS coming out of AM radio stations, people. And all the money that goes from Bismarck to these cities just gets reground down. It just gets put back into the cronies' hands, construction people, all their friends. So, I mean, just pick a choice. Give me another subject.
Well, I asked you for some, and you named a few of them. I'll start with farming. Do you have any friends that are farmers? Have you ever had a chance to visit with them about what kind of risk?
I was in business in the 1980s, and I've seen it all. And if it wasn't for the taxpayers' farm programs, they would not be on the land today. Okay?
Okay, well, my point is that, you know, you act as if there's no risk in farming because the taxpayers take care of everything, and I'm asking you if you've seen the balance sheet of...
The talked about is free markets and capitalism, and when socialism does, you know, everything's socialism and running out of other people's money, when this whole state survives off of other people's money.
Yeah, I don't find that to be accurate. I don't think that's why I'm saying if there was no risk in it, there would be no need for the farmer to pardon me.
There's risk in opening a restaurant downtown Fargo. There's risk in a door-to-door salesman going out working for a living. Okay.
Well, I understand. That's why I'm saying you make it sound, though, like farmers got it made. The government writes checks for them, and it's great. Now, first of all, subsidies. Why do we have subsidies? Why is there a farm program? There's a farm program because if we sell the products from the land in a worldwide market, right? They're sold worldwide. They compete in a worldwide market. And if you unilaterally disarm and say, we're just going to not have any anything here to recognize the amount of subsidies that are done from all of our competitors, then you wouldn't have American farming and we would have less food security. I don't think that'd be a good thing at all. But so that is one sliver of the subsidies. I think any farmer that quote-unquote relies on subsidies is not going to be around very long. And that's why I'm trying to point out, if you look at the balance sheet, if you look at the amount of risk year to year that happens in farming...
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank erosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. So I've been talking about the heated steering wheel thing, and we're going to be in the 70s this weekend. You know what? It also has cooled seats. Get yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
We are live and on location today. Coolidge, Arizona is our location. Fisher Industries, Arizona operation is set today to demonstrate the border wall. Their system, which is patented, by the way, they've coupled up now with a defense contractor that does a lot of surveillance work as well. And you can't even believe the level of all. I'll try and do some video of this today so you can see it. But, I mean, literally from miles away, they can pinpoint how many nose hairs you have. It's just unbelievable. And they paired up, you know, the steel wall bollard fence system that they have patented that allows them to build up to a mile a day with this electronics. So that's going to be on display today for many members of Congress. Senator Kevin Kramer leading a delegation of about 13 or 14 members of Congress to be able to see this firsthand and then hopefully awaken the folks from you know, the Department of Homeland Security, Army Corps of Engineers, to do something about it. William Lajeunesse from Fox News Channel is here. Chris Kobach is here, who may, in fact, be the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Quite a contingent for sure here as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Workforce Safety, WSI. Of course, they partner up with the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and allow us to tell you about ways you can save lives, prevent injuries. That includes things like the reasonable suspicion for supervisors. So if you're a supervisor and you want to be able to detect when one of your employees is under the influence of alcohol or drugs, take this reasonable suspicion for supervisors class, Bismarck, May 6th, Fargo, June 4th. A very good idea. Self-protection and predator awareness is another great one. Ladies, if you're looking for a fun Saturday activity, I'm telling you, I've taken this course, and there were mostly ladies in there, but I did it because I have daughters, and I wanted to tell them. NDSC.org has all the registration details. That Saturday event they're planning for Bismarck is June 15th, so check that out. All right, let's get back to the phones. The last caller, as we were going to break, I wasn't even watching the clock, so I didn't see that we were going to break. I apologize for that because I was a little enthralled in the conversation with the fellow from Minnesota. He hung up, so I guess he didn't want to continue the conversation. I quite enjoyed it myself. But Jack East, the texters, however, did not enjoy it, Todd, from what I can tell. Jack East of Newtown, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
It must be nearing a full moon because it seems you're attracting the gods of fairness and subsidies, calling it socialism. It never ceases to amaze me what they are teaching our kids, our grandchildren. A road is subsidized by the federal government, but it's paid for by taxpayers within the state also. Farmers, if we would get the farm insurance program straightened out, a lot of these subsidies wouldn't be needed anymore. But I just, it gets the hair on the back of my neck standing up when these guys sit there and call subsidies socialism. There's a huge difference. It's a matter of life and death if they would study history. That's about all I got.
Well, did I do okay in trying to represent the ag community with this way of thinking towards him? How did I do?
Absolutely, and I like to know where my meal comes from. I like to know where my beef comes from. I like to know where my bread comes from. And food security is very imperative in this day and age.
Great point, Jack. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Ton of texts, and I'm going to get to those as well coming up. Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms and Seeds, registered and certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. And Troy is helping folks make those planting decisions right now. What's the wind blowing today telling us about the best bet, Troy?
Well, right now I'm sitting in the semi. I just got done giving a guy a load of totes for a rancher that's looking for some forage oats and forage barley. Got another load of flax going out. So there's a little bit of everything happening. You know, we got spots in the state that are looking dry and spots that are looking wet again. Got a lot of frost, so all those things are things to keep in mind here as the guy's going along and don't want to get ahead of yourself. But millets, flaxes, some lads are looking at. The soybeans as well. We're a lot of ranchers talking about, you know, worried about their forages, looking at some shortages. On the farm side of guys, they're kind of reverting back to what they've been doing. You know, they can't find any magic bullets out there. But I'm sure willing to visit with them about some of their options and get the best yielding and best quality seed for the dollar, because I know the dollar is tight right now, so we're willing to work with people.
Well, I know you always are, and, of course, it's always worth a phone call to give them a call, 701-482-7865, 701-482-7865. Check them out online at ccseedfarm.com, and dedicated to getting you the seed you need. Huge variety of seed available. You can find all those online. The product available in 2,000-pound totes or by the bulk truckload delivery, always available, too. So a lot of different options there, whether it's peas or chickpeas or forage barley or flax or durum or wheat or malt barley or oats or canola or beans or soybeans or other seeds. They've got them. Thank you, Troy.
Take care. Thank you, Scott.
You, too. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. We have a critique of last night's debate with Bernie Sanders. Got to talk a little bit about that. We have the Tiger Woods victory and what that means. I didn't get a chance to talk about that yesterday, but boy, there were a lot of things that completely unrelated to golf, just life lessons in that, wasn't there? Plus the latest from Arizona and the Build the Wall team from Fisher. Stay tuned.
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new looks and great taste.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.